From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. The federal government released the third National Climate Assessment in May. The report found that the global sea level rose about 8 inches in the last century and is projected to rise between 1 and 4 feet this century. It names Miami as one of the cities most vulnerable to severe damage from rising sea levels. The Natural Resources Defense Council, the NRDC, is pushing Florida leaders to take action against climate change. The council has launched a statewide campaign called What's Your Plan, Gov? Adriana Quintero joins us on Skype to talk about it. She's a senior attorney for the NRDC. Hi, Adriana.
Hi, Gina. Thanks for having me.
You're based in San Francisco, but your parents live in Miami. Are they seeing any issues with flooding?
Not only are my parents seeing flooding, a lot of my friends and other family members who live in Miami, the problem with climate change is it's so unpredictable. You know, we've seen some of the hottest years on record around the world in the past 10 years, but we've also seen just weird, bizarre weather, which is really tough to plan for.
Yeah. The NRDC helped launch whatsyourplangov.com. The headline on the website says, "We have a moral obligation to limit the pollution that causes climate change and harness clean energy to power the Sunshine State." So have you gotten Governor Rick Scott or any of the gubernatorial candidates to go on the record about their plan?
Not yet, unfortunately. You know, we've seen Governor Scott basically wave this off as a problem and tell us things like he's not a scientist. But what we have heard is from the scientists. We know that this is a problem. And so what we're really asking is for the public to join us in asking Governor Scott and anybody else, what's your plan for protecting Florida residents from the effects of carbon pollution that leads to this type of climate change?
You do have your skeptics. Plenty of people are not convinced that pollution or human-generated causes are the reasons for climate change. So how are you working with those skeptics?
Well, one of the key things is for us to say we actually can and should be using solar power. We have this amazing source of energy. It's time to embrace clean power and to move forward. And in a place like Florida, it's really easy to do that with solar, wind, etc.
I want to go back to the What's Your Plan, Gov campaign. You're asking Floridians to post selfies and videos on the website. What kind of responses have you gotten about the campaign?
We have an amazing response, and from really all sides. So what we have is an opportunity because right now the federal government is looking at standards that would, for the first time in history, limit the amount of carbon pollution. We're not allowed to dump stuff into the air and into our water willy-nilly. Why should utilities be allowed to do that?
I want to ask you about a poll that the NRDC recently commissioned along with the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. You wanted to find out how Floridians feel about climate change. What do you think were the most interesting findings out of that poll?
There was a lot of support among all types of folks to take action on climate change. People want to know what's being done. If you look at a place like Florida, climate change really threatens the pillars of Florida's economy: tourism, agriculture, real estate. We also want to make sure that we have a strong economy, that we have jobs. And the way to do that is by embracing clean power.
What specific action do you want to see Florida leaders take to deal with climate change?
What we would like Florida to do is work with utilities that are in Florida to limit the carbon pollution. Let's get out of the way of solar power and let's make it something that's possible, that's accessible. Call your representatives, call the governor, take action on our website. Let's make the Sunshine State a leader on solar power.
Adriana Quintero, Senior Attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much, Gina.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.